There's something cool about preaching your pastor's sermons. I'm going to say that again. There's something cool about preaching your pastor's sermons. I preached Pastor Drew's sermon, obviously, with some things that the Holy Spirit shared with me in Esperanza. And sometimes when I used to go to church when I was younger, my pastor, which was my dad, would preach sermons and I would listen to them, but I would ignore some things because he was my dad. But then my friends would tell me the same exact thing because God was speaking specifically to me. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right. And then the Holy Spirit would say, well, that's the same thing your dad told you. But you listen to your friends more than you listen to your dad sometimes. So listen, a lot of the scriptures that we're going to read tonight are the exact same scriptures that the Holy Spirit gave Pastor Drew on Sunday. But it's so crucial that you understand these scriptures. And we're just going to go over them again. And when Pastor Drew was speaking on Sunday, obviously God was speaking to me directly. And sometimes I just say different words because I grew up in a different generation than Pastor Drew did. Amen. But we serve the same God. So I just want you guys to really pay attention tonight because God wants to speak to some of you. I showed this clip because Christmas is a time. Right now we're in a series called what? In Hope. Or in our... Huh? Preparing for Christmas. And Christmas is such an awesome time, but it could be a really sad time for many families. It could be sad for many reasons. Maybe somebody lost a loved one around the holiday times, or somebody, maybe some parents got divorced around, you know, holiday times. And it could be a really sad time. Well, where do we go? Do we go to my mom's house or do we go to my dad's house? And this time of joy, it turns into a time of pain and suffering. And that's what the devil does. He'll try to, you know, twist things up. He'll try to pervert. And we're going to read an awesome scripture today that talks about how the devil perverts things. And things that God meant for good, the devil will always try to pervert. And we're just going to smack the devil upside the head today. See, the Grinch is an awesome example of that. Yeah, we understand. Yeah, why are you playing the Grinch at church? Listen, Hollywood don't love Jesus. I mean, I'm not going to say everybody in Hollywood, but most movies that are produced aren't to glorify God's name. But we could apply the word, amen? The Grinch hated Christmas because people were really mean to him. The Grinch hated Christmas because he was so excited to give something to somebody. But people, remember Pastor Tamar taught us this one time, people jack up the way we think sometimes. And people jack up people's love for people. Hurt people, hurt people. I like that. So everybody say, drinking that haterade. I love Josh. Thank you so much, man. This is awesome. Yeah, that was weak, man. Come on, give it up for Josh. And you say, well, hey, Isaac, you don't spell that like that. I know. I went to college. I just finished my last final yesterday. So, hey, listen. It took me 12 years to get my bachelor's degree, but I got it. It honestly only took me 2 years, but I was at Rio Hondo for a long time. Everybody say long time. Long time. I took one class a semester, one class a year. Hey, but I made it. Amen? Cool. So, if God's calling you to go to school, remember what I said. If God's calling you to go to school and don't spend 11 years at Rio Hondo College. Amen? We're like, yeah, I know that guy. He's been here 11 years. All right, for sure. So, everybody say, drinking that haterade. Hey, listen, who's ever drank some haterade before? I have. Who's drank some haterade before? Even as there's a lot of Christians that drink haterade all the time. They're always hating, yeah? Anybody know a hater here? Those shoes are nice, bro, but I look better in those shoes. That's a hater. Hey, bro, I like your car, but I have a better car. Oh, what? She got a job over there? Oh, ew. If I would have applied for that job, I would have got it first. That's a straight hater right there. And there's a lot of haters in church. For real, there's a lot of haters. Not this church, amen? So if there's a church, if there's a hater that comes to this church and he's your friend or she's your friend, change your friend or change your friend, amen? Amen. See, the thing is, sometimes as Christians, we're not bold to tell people not to hate. Like, we just kind of let them hate. But if they're around you, just tell them, hey, man, stop hating, man. Stop hating around me, please. That's not how I roll. Amen? Amen? When they were singing earlier, a scripture came to mind because, listen, this is how you check yourself. You come to church, and what song were we singing? To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you. And we lift up our hands, and we know how to play church. Amen? And it's easy. Because we're around people. Pay attention, people. If you don't distract me, okay? Some of you are distracting me right now. Don't distract me. I'm not going to say who's distracting me, but I'm getting distracted right now. A lot of moving going around. I love you guys. Amen? Did I say that before? I love you guys. So we come to church and we know how to do church. Trust me. I could go into a church and lift up my hands and they'll be like, man, that guy's super Christian. He knows how to worship. I've been in church all my life, guys. It's easy for me to act like I'm worshiping. But how's my heart looking? That's what really matters. You can say, oh, this guy looks like an awesome worshiper. But God, the opinion that matters to me is God's opinion. Hey, dude, you're faking it right now, Isaac. Yeah, you're lifting up your hands. But, dude, seriously, like, is that how you really feel right now? And the Holy Spirit always convicts me. Not always, but he'll convict me and he'll check me. So this scripture is awesome, and we're going to go to the scripture that I just gave you in Matthew. It says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, everybody say the gift, amen? Yeah. And there, remember, see, you come to the altar, you start to sing, and there you remember that your brother has something against you. So you're upset at your brother or your sister, not your flesh brother, not your family brother, but anybody, a friend, anywho. Hey, guys. Pay attention right here. Leave your gift there before the altar. Leave it there and go your way. What is it saying? Listen, stop what you're doing. Go away and first be reconciled to your brother. And then come back and offer your gift. That's good, right? Listen. If you come and say, me and Joel and I got into a big argument, and I'm singing, to worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. It's just words. Just words. Yeah, I'm worshiping God, but doesn't God know he deserves all my glory. But see, the Holy Spirit will say, hey, listen, go walk back to Joel. Give him a hug and tell him, hey, bro, I'm so sorry that I made you upset earlier. Listen, I come back to the front and I sing that same song, and that song will have so much more power coming out of my mouth than me being upset at him. Amen? That's just an extra nugget for you guys. Amen? You guys like nuggets? 2 for $2.50 right now. 8 nuggets for $2.50. Amen. Pay attention, guys. Tell the person next to you, pay attention. I'm looking for my notes. I'm not on my phone like Anthony said. Here we are. Awesome verse right here. Colossians 3:14. If you don't have your Bible, it's up here. But above all these things, put on what? Put on what? Trick question. Or not trick question. Question. Did Pastor Drew share this scripture on Sunday? Did he really? All right, good. She has her notes. But see, this is the only reason why I'm saying this, because if you're catching this for the first time, it was taught on Sunday. All right? Make sure you come on Sunday and pay attention. Everybody say, pay attention. Pay attention. Put on all these things, but put on love, which is the bond of what? Perfection. Love is perfect, guys. All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians 13:1-5. This is just a basis to the message tonight. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass. Am I reading that right? Or a clanging cymbal. hey, do me a favor. Yeah, Israel, where you at, bro? Yeah. Come here, bro. Anoint, be anointed too, please. Anoint, right? Come on, man. Check it out. When I say, I was telling him how much I love him. I was telling him how much I love him. To worship you I live. To worship. Paul, I love you. I love you so much, Paul. Everybody get up for Israel. Hey, listen. Imagine me preaching all night and he's just doing that every time I say, I love you guys, or God rules, and you know what I mean? Oh, you're good, bro. Come on. Come on, give it up for Israel again. He was so awesome at clanging cymbals. How annoyed would you guys, would not want to, like, oh, Isaac's preaching next week. No, please don't. No. But that's what happens, guys. Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but I have no love, I have nothing. That's an awesome scripture. It's a scary scripture. Because you're like, dude, I could prophesy over people, but if I'm hating on somebody, drinking some haterade, then it's nothing, right? And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long, and it is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Thinks no evil. That's awesome. We have a long way to go, guys. I read this and I'm like, man, I have a lot of things in my life that I have to work on. I'm being real with you guys. Am I easily provoked sometimes? Maybe. But guess what? I have to pray to God, Lord, I don't want to be provoked. Lord, I don't want to envy. I don't want to hate on people. That's not my calling. That's not our calling, guys, as disciples of Jesus Christ. That's not our calling. If you look at Jesus' life, he could preach this because he could walk this. But listen, we could preach this too because we're going to walk this. Amen? First point, guys, take some notes. Amen? Haters gonna hate. Everybody say haters gonna hate. You've ever heard of that? Haters gonna hate? Yeah. Guys, haters are gonna hate. That's what they do. Haters are gonna hate. Haters gonna hate, bro. Oh, you go to church? Oh, that's whack. Haters gonna hate. Listen, haters are gonna hate. I could say that all night. Haters gonna hate. You get a new job, they're going to hate on you. They live on that haterade. They drink that every day. I have cousins who are like that. I'm not going to say their names because if they listen to my podcast, they're going to call me hating on me. Hey, bro, I heard that preaching. That preaching was whack. You just copied Pastor Drew, blah, 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 blah. Haters going to hate, brother. I'll be like, listen to my first point over and over and over and over and over again. That's what they're going to do. Listen, guys, you guys can't be moved by what people say. Don't live your life trying to please other people because you're never going to make them happy. They're always going to be, a hater is always going to hate. Amen? Tell the person next to you, hater's going to hate. Tell them again, hater's going to hate. Tell them, you're not a hater. There's an awesome scripture that Pastor Drew shared on Sunday. Well, all these scriptures are Pastor Drew's scripture. Well, they're God's scriptures, but I'm just going to show them to you again because they're awesome scriptures. So Jesus is walking around, chilling, doing his thing, loving on people. Everybody say loving on people. Love changes people. My friends, loving on people. That's what he did. He just walked around loving people. Trying to fix what haters messed up. Amen? He was the light of the world in darkness. So he's walking around, and they bring to him this guy who's mute, and he's deaf. I said deaf. He's deaf and mute. We went to Disneyland. When was it, yesterday, Chanel? And I went up. We were at Starbucks. And I went up to the counter, and there was this really cool girl who took my order. And I was tripping out because she had like a whiteboard, like a mini whiteboard with a, what do they call them? Like the erasable markers, dry erase markers. And I was like, why is she writing people's orders down? But then I get to the counter, she's like. And she was so nice. She was so nice. She was just like asking me, and we're like having a conversation, like a mute conversation. But it was like, she's like laughing at me. She's smiling at me now. She's probably smiling and laughing at me because I'm like, this guy's dumb. You don't know what he's saying, you know? But it reminded me of this scripture. Jesus walked around just finding people who needed to be loved. And so let's go there. Let's go to Matthew. If you're taking notes, be there. Matthew 12, chapter 12, verse 2. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, is that the one I gave you, brother? 22? Yeah, I meant 22. I'm sorry. Everybody there? Is that on your notes? All right, cool. Thanks. If you have your Bible, open your Bibles. Amen. Sorry, that was my bad, Georgie, my bad. So it's going to be Matthew chapter 22, verses 2 through 25. Are you sure, Alicia? 22 where? 12:22, brother. I'm so sorry. 12:22 to 25. Yeah, Alicia, give it up for Alicia. I'm going to read it, though, okay? All right, here we go. Then one was brought to him, everybody say Jesus, who was demon-possessed. He wasn't just mute and deaf. He was demon-possessed. This guy was really jacked up. He was demon-possessed, blind, and mute. And Jesus, everybody say Jesus, healed him. Go back, brother. And healed him so that the blind... So that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. He killed two birds with one stone. He went home talking and hearing. That's crazy. That's so awesome. Keep going. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now, when the haters, everybody say haters. Everybody say the haters. Like, when Pastor Drew read this scripture, I'm like, these haters, man. These haters got to hate. Always. There's always got to be haters. And this is church people, guys. This is church people. They're some of the main guys that are running service. This is not just the churchgoers that need help and that just don't know anything better than to hate because their family were haters. These are like the main guys that know God. They know the law. They know about love. They know all these things, but they don't practice any of this stuff. Haters. Now, when the haters heard, they said, this fellow, see, they didn't even call Jesus master, teacher, savior, Emmanuel, just haters. This fellow, this guy, this little guy, this buddy, this is really what they're saying. This nobody, this peasant, this guy, this carpenter guy does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Beelzebub is not a good name, guys. So don't be naming your kid Beelzebub, all right? That's the devil's name. These haters were so mad at Jesus, that they were so mad at Jesus loving on people that they started comparing him to the devil. But Jesus knew their thoughts. Look how awesome Jesus is. And said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Let's go to jump to verse 30. Where am I at? Yes. Now check this out. Either make the tree good and its fruit good or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by what? Its fruit. Brood of vipers. Brood of haters. For real. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. This is an awesome scripture, guys. God, Jesus, was calling these haters out and saying, listen, whatever you have inside, that's what's going to come out. You watch the Grinch, guys. When he gets older and he's a big guy, everything that came out of his mouth was bad stuff. Why? Because somebody or people, when he was young, they planted seeds of hate. Seeds of just destruction to his life. Bullies. Listen, I don't know if you've been bullied before, if people have talked about you at school, even your own family members, and you have like this ugliness that comes out of you sometimes when you speak. Smash your finger and see what comes out. Seriously, hammer your finger and see what comes out. Not right now. Listen, if the F word is coming out, don't say it. If something weird comes out, I was telling Esperanza this. If somebody, like, I bet you might, and I speak highly of my dad, but not because he's my dad, but because I know he's a man of God. This guy goes early to work just to pray and to read the Bible. He don't care. And he's like a big, he doesn't like cell phone Bibles. He likes a physical Bible. He says, listen, if you're walking around reading your Bible on your phone, he's like, you don't do it so people see you, but it's a good testimony. If you have your physical Bible, they're like, oh, cool, that guy's reading his Bible. But if you're on your phone, they're like, oh, he's just on his phone. He's like, I don't do it to get, like, attention, like, oh, look at that guy. But he's like, it's a good testimony because people, he's like, you'll be surprised how many people come and ask you, hey, what are you reading there? Oh, this is the Bible, bro. You want me to pray for you? People like that stuff because they don't see that stuff anymore, you know? But I bet you if he would smack his finger, he'd probably say, like, chucks or, like, oh, Dios or something, like, oh, you know, just because I know what he puts in his spirit every day. If you're putting, you know, TV and Netflix and all this garbage into your spirit every day in your mind and you're listening to garbage, you know, then when you smash your finger, guess what's going to come out? Garbage. You know what I mean? So that's just a side note, guys. Are you guys learning something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Go to Ephesians 4:31. Look, let all bitterness, everybody say bitterness. Bitterness. Wrath, everybody say wrath. Wrath. Everybody say anger.
Anger.
Anybody get angry here?
Oh,
did anybody get angry this week?
Oh,
hey, I did. Did anybody get angry this week?
Oh,
hey, listen. Listen, we're a work in progress, guys. Amen? We're a work in progress. Check it out. Any evil speaking, be put away from you. Evil speaking, that's like chismes, that's like hating on people. That's evil speaking, guys. Put away from you with all malice. Amen? Let's go to point number two. Check this out, guys, point number two. Detox the heart from that haterade. Amen? Listen, how do we detox ourselves from hate? Yeah, love, but what does love come through? You know, the Holy Spirit will tell you, listen, read here. I love what Anthony said. He started speaking on in Hebrews. Guess where he read Hebrews? Hebrews was one of our daily Bible readings this week. Amen? God convicted him on certain things. Hey, listen, this is what you have to work on, Anthony. Amen? Detox the heart from that haterade. Now let's go to our first scripture. Let's go to James 3. Now check this out. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Wow. Saying, look, I hate you, I hate you. I know people don't walk around saying, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. But, man, this girl's, oh, that guy, ooh, he's ugly. Oh, that guy's a nerd. Don't talk to me, nerd. We shouldn't be doing that, you know what I mean? Oh, hey, brother, good to see you in church today. Hey, sister, God bless you. Hey, sister, nice to see you. Hey, brother, good to see you. I can't believe he's coming like that to church. Blessings, cursings. Look, does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Would you like to go to the park and then go running, and then you go to a water fountain and you start drinking some sweet water, and then all of a sudden it starts tasting like sour milk? No. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives and the grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Now check this out. He who is wise and understanding among you, let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But look, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Now this is where we talked about corruption. Remember I said? Look at what happens. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above, from God, everybody say from God, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without what? Hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. I love the scripture so much. If you really break it down, what it's saying is, listen, perfect love that comes from above has all these great attributes. Love, patience, peace. You could throw them all in there. But see, what happens is that we roam this earth with hateful people sometimes. People that have been hurt by other people. People that carry baggage. And guess what? They're going to want to hurt you because they want you to be as miserable as they've been miserable. And they corrupt the goodness that God wanted for you to live in. Amen? Listen, guys, it's our job as Christian people to be the salt and light. It's our job to be the light in darkness. Listen, when you approach people, don't judge them. Think, God, show me, what have they gone through that I could pray for them? What word can I get from you right now, Holy Spirit, that I could just go and just rock the world? Everything they're used to is hate. Either from their parents, from their family, from people where they go to school, at work. Listen, guys, you could rock someone's life just by speaking to them and just sharing this. Look, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Who wants to be a peacemaker tonight? Who wants to be a peacemaker this Christmas? Listen, I was talking to Esperanza. God was speaking to us, and we were talking about a tia. Her name is La Tia Chucha, right? Tia Chucha is just a fiction of my imagination. I mean, just somebody I made up. If you have a Tia Chucha, I'm sorry, I'm not referring to her, okay? But listen, everybody has a Tia Chucha where you don't want to invite them to your house because as soon as they walk in, they're going to make everybody feel miserable because she's going to start yapping in her mouth. Amen? Or a Tio Chucho, let's not leave the boys out. You don't want to invite this guy because he's going to come to the house and he's going to ruin Christmas. Does anybody have a Tio Chucha or a Tia Chucha? And listen, and as Christians, we live like that. I don't want to invite that person. I'll invite these people because we get along. We have the same interests. We have the same aspirations. We serve the same God. See how hypocritical that sounds? But this guy, not you, bro. This guy right here, my imaginary guy right here. Not him, because he's different. And you know what? To be honest with you, that guy, he tried to hit on my wife. And I don't like that guy. I even kind of despise. See, it sounds so hypocritical. And we go back to the first scripture where we come to church and say, how great is our God? Sing with me. Oh, she came to church today? Ew. How great is our God? And all but her will see. You feel me? It sounds bad, huh? It sounds real bad, but think about it. Don't come to church and be like, I wonder who's singing that song today. Just ask yourself, am I singing that song today? Am I worshiping in spirit and truth or in spirit and lies? Am I worshiping and I'm just being a hater just like other people that the word talks about? And honestly, it's a good check, guys. It's a good reality check because, listen, when we realize it, we could fix it. And when we fix it, then God could work through us. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Listen, this means a lot to me as far as because when Pastor Drew preached this message, it really spoke to me and how to check my attitude and how not to be easily annoyed. Anybody easily annoyed? Amen. Just being transparent, guys. Let's go to 1 Peter 2, verse 1. I'm almost done. Oh, my goodness. It's 14 already. We're almost done in a minute. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Sorry, guys. Now, look, point number 3, my last one, we're just going to run through some scriptures. Bless, don't hate. Everybody say, bless, don't hate. If you're going to learn anything tonight, learn this. Bless, don't hate. Bless, don't hate. If you're not going to bless somebody, don't hate on them. Amen? Let's go real quick. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Let's go to 21:9. Better to dwell in a corner of a housetop. I love the scripture when Pastor Drew shared it. Than in the house, share with a contentious woman. Amen? 21:19. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. This applies to angry women and men, okay? I'd rather live in the wilderness by myself than in a house with a crazy woman who's going to be angry all the time. Angry, always talking about people, always holds grudges. That's what that means. And last scripture, because souls are rose like this, amen? My favorite scripture, guys, right here, look. But if anyone seems to be contentious, check this out. This is what you say, guys. We have no such custom. That's not how we roll. Haters gonna hate, but we ain't gonna hate. Love, we're gonna love because we love. Nor do the churches of God. Check this out. This is what you got. Like, apply this to our church. If anyone comes talking, slandering, talking smack, hating, all you gotta say is, listen, we don't do that. And nor does our church. I can't speak for other churches. I know this says, or other churches of God, but if there's a church of God who believes in God's word and the infallible word of God, trust me, they will say the same thing. Amen? But I could only speak for my house. I could speak for my pastors right now. Pastor Tamara could come up here and take the mic away and say, no, you're preaching lies right now. She will not do that because she taught me this. We don't roll like that. How many times have you taught me that, Pastor Tamara? We don't roll like that. That's her exact words. We don't roll like that. End of quote. Pastor Tamara. That's not how we roll. End of quote. Pastor Tamara. Nor does our church. End of quote. Pastor Drew, Pastor Tamara. That's how we roll. If somebody tries to come and hey, bro, Pastor Paul, he's really tall, and I don't like that. Hey, bro, we don't roll like that. And my church don't roll like that. Sorry, brother, let me lift you up now, okay? Hey, this guy's super tall, but he's super cool. And as tall as he is, that's how much he loves people, and that's how much he cares about people, and that's how much he smiles. Hey, listen, when people come with anger and bitterness, that's not how we roll. That's not our church. Listen, guys, let me remind you, for this Christmas, forgive somebody. Invite them to your house. Tia Chucha, Tio Chucho, hey, uncle, aunt, come to my house this Christmas. We're going to have a party. It's going to be awesome, and we want you to be there. And when they come with their haterade face and they're like mad and just, hey, listen, I got you a gift. Listen, I got you a gift. I got it just for you. Hey, come here. Here, let me show you my room. Look at what I got. Look, you want to play some video games? What the heck's wrong with this kid? He used to hate me. Not anymore. We don't roll like that. We don't have such custom. Amen? Amen? Stand up real quick. Stand up. We're done. Stand up. Hey, let's declare this, because our power, our tongue has a lot of power, guys. Amen? Let's declare this tonight, guys. Say, our church does not hate. We don't roll like that. We love. This Christmas, I'm going to find me an Uncle Grinch, and I'm going to love on him. I'm going to find myself an Auntie Grinch, and I'm a love on her. Because that's how Jesus rolls. That's how I roll too. Hey, let's say this. Say, haterade, get out of this house. Come on, let's send it this way. Haterade, get out of this house. Amen. Say, devil, get out of this house.